guys here that in chapter 10, as Daniel is illustrating God's people in the latter days, these people have been portrayed through this illustration in chapter 10 as having an understanding of the great controversy. Brothers and sisters, this isn't the Millerite movement. This is Adventism at the end of the world. The Millerite movement didn't understand the great controversy. This perspective came after the Great Disappointment. What was the first book that Sister White was led to write? The Great Controversy. In the production of that book, twice Satan himself attempted to kill Sister White to prevent her from writing that book. The book that Sister White says that we should most earnestly and fervently try to get into people's hands at this time period is the book The Great Controversy. Why? Because it's the one that puts the truth of God's Word in the correct perspective. The perspective of the Great Controversy is the one perspective that we have, is one of the perspectives that we have as Adventists. It sets us aside, makes us different than all the other Christians in the world. And brothers and sisters, in Daniel 10 here, Daniel is portraying God's people at the end of the world that understand the Great Controversy. Therefore, this is the 144,000 wise virgins, not the wise virgins at the beginning of the movement in the Millerite time period. They didn't understand the Great Controversy. And part of what this is telling us is that in chapter 10 is that the 144,000 personal experience with Jesus Christ, there will be a shaking over that issue. And what do I mean by a shaking over that issue? Brothers and sisters, a shaking in Adventism reaches its climax at the Sunday Law, where we will either receive the mark of the beast or the seal of God. If we receive the seal of God, it's because we have prepared a character for the seal of God, and a character prepared for the seal of God is a character that reflects Christ's character perfectly. And in this passage, those people that refuse that revelation that would have prepared that character, they flee during the shaking time. And in verses 2 and 3, you see Daniel fasting and mourning. We know that those that receive the seal of God will be those that sigh and cry for the abominations that's done in the church. The mental attitude of God's people at the end of the world is not one of celebration. It's one of serious consecration and one of joy in the Lord, but mourning for the abominations that are going on in the land and the church. And brothers and sisters, in verse 2 of Daniel chapter 10, it says, "In those days I, Daniel, was mourning three full weeks." That mourning, the spiritual mourning, is